co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
Welcome to the Kids for Love Project Radio Show. I'm Janine Ouellette Sullivan, your host today, and I'm sitting in for Deborah Bouvet. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcast here at 1510 WMEX Boston, heard every second Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also tune in to the Kids for Love Project Radio Show on our syndicated station, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, every Wednesday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to DreamVision7, that's the number 7, radio.com, DreamVision7radio.com. And I invite anyone that would like to call us today to dial 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234. And our delightful producer, Brad, will be happy to take your call. Today we have a fabulous guest. Her name is Emma. She's a young lady with a big heart and a fearless personality from Long Island, New York. And when I learned of Emma, I was quite taken by some of her endeavors. At almost 10 years old, Emma greets her life with enthusiasm, curiosity, and courage. I had to learn more about this young dynamo and share her story here on Dream Vision's Kids for Love program. So I'm very happy to bring Emma in with us now. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really looking forward to talking with you during the show. I'm wondering if you'd like to fill our listeners in with a little bit of information about yourself.
All right.
Okay. How old are you? Let's start with that.
10, and I just turned 10 on March 8th.
Oh, double digits now. Well, congratulations and happy birthday. That's a nice way to celebrate, telling people about your exciting story. I would love to begin our little conversation with a story I heard that you began water skiing at the age of 3. I really couldn't believe my ears when I heard this about you. Could you tell us a little bit about that experience?
It was pretty cool. For three, I didn't really think I could do it. Like, my Uncle Dave, he would hold me out of the water, and then the boat would go. And then I would, like, just hold on. And I would just, like, hold on, and I would wave to the people on the boat.
So you were waving and holding on and staying on top of the water all at the same time at age
four. Yeah.
Well, I think that's extraordinary. You know, whenever a young person does things that I would be a little apprehensive to do, I just have to learn more about it. Do you remember that experience, the first time water skiing, pretty clearly? Were you nervous, or did you just say, I'm going to give it a try?
I don't remember that well, but I remember saying I'll try it, and hopefully I get out.
Yeah. Do you still water ski these days?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you enjoy that sort of activity?
Yeah. I also learned this summer this summer, I learned how to wake surf.
Wake surf?
Yeah.
Could you tell me what that is? I don't even think I know what that is.
It's like the boat, it goes, and there's a rope, and you're on like a little surfboard, and the boat pulls you up, and you're in the wake, and then once you become really good with the rope, you can throw it, and then you just ride with the boat.
Wow.
With no rope.
With no rope. Wow.
Yeah.
So you have got to have some pretty good balance to do all of that. So I'm guessing with that ability, you must be fairly athletic.
Yeah, I play soccer. I play on a all-girls flag football team and an all-boys league, and I play basketball.
Wait a minute. A tag or flag football?
Flag football.
And it's a girls' team.
Yep,
that plays against boys?
All boys.
Wow. Now, I have to hear more about this.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's not like tackle football. It's
flag football.
Yeah. Now, how are the boys? Do the boys accept the girl team, or is there extra competition? How was that experience?
We did pretty good this season. We went to the finals to go to the Super Bowl, but we lost against a really good team.
Wow. You went to the finals, though. That's quite an achievement.
Yeah.
Where did the finals take place? Was it in the state you live in?
In the town, like Babylon.
Okay. So, well, that was, how many girls on the football team?
12.
About 12 girls?
Yeah.
Wow. I can hear your dog in the background.
I hear that
besides being quite an athlete, that you love animals.
Yeah. I'm 10, I was asking my mom if I could volunteer at a local, like, pet shop to, like, help cats, like, stay with them, play with them, feed them, and do all that with them.
Yeah, and I bet your mother is happy that you want to do such a volunteer job. Yeah, that's good. I heard that you, your brother, and some cousins of yours at one time ran a lemonade stand to raise money for an animal organization.
Yeah, we had a lemonade stand, and we colored all of them. We had paw prints on it, and like we told people that it's for the animal shelter, the AMPCA.
That's
and we got a lot of money. Like people just donated for the pets sometimes.
Yeah, I believe it. And you raised a lot of money, you say?
Yeah.
Do you recall how much?
About 300.
Oh, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
And did you donate it to a local shelter or organization?
Yeah, somewhere, it's in Babylon.
That was fabulous. So this was sort of a team effort with you and your brother and your cousin to do
that? Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So you, I'm thinking, Emma, that you really have grasped the idea of teamwork between your athletic activities and joining together to raise money for animals. It sounds like already at a young age that you really understand the value of working together with people.
Yeah, like in school, I'm really good with working with my partners. Like I'll always volunteer. Like if I have extra time, I'll volunteer to help people that need some help.
Mm-hmm. And you seem very outgoing. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I cut you off.
It's fine. Normally, like, I'll do it in math a lot because some of the kids kind of need a little bit more help. So yeah. I'll help them, like, I'll say, like, what's 9 times 8, and they'll say it, and then I'll say, now you have to, like, subtract that by this number.
Wow. That's interesting. I'm wondering, you know, when you said that you help other students, I'm wondering in this day and age where some young people can be a little bit on the nasty side of things, you certainly sound like a very compassionate young lady. When you're helping your fellow students with whatever, math or whatever you're helping them with, I have to imagine that person or those people feel very much at ease and probably can learn a little easier with your help. What do you think?
Yeah. A lot, like, some people, they have to go in, like, this group. We have a little bit of a helping teacher. She comes in for, like, 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And, like, they'll go back with her. And, like, if she has to leave and they're not done, I'll always, like, say, I can help you. It's fine. You don't have to do it by yourself.
Well, I have to say, Emma, that you've just turned 10 and you really sound quite mature and quite responsible.
Thank
you. Already. That's quite an achievement in itself, on top of everything else you've managed to accomplish in 10 years. What do you chalk that up to? Just your experiences, your outgoing personality?
I think just my experiences.
Mhm. Wow. I'd like to get back to talking about some of the other sports you're involved in. We talked a little bit about the football, and you said you were involved in soccer as well?
Yes.
Is that a girls' team also?
Yes, an all-girls team. I play midfielder.
And you enjoy that?
Yeah. We played yesterday, and we won 1-0, and I scored the goal for our
team. You did? Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Is it a traveling team, or you pretty much play in your town, in that area?
And we came in first place because that was our final game.
Oh, yesterday was your final game?
Yeah.
And you're in first place. Awesome.
Yep.
Wow. How did you celebrate that achievement?
We had a party afterwards.
Yeah, the team, the whole team? Or your family?
It was like a birthday party, so it's like celebrating.
Oh, cool. Wow. So you're on some real winning teams. That's awesome. Are there any other athletics you're involved in?
Basketball.
Basketball? Are we at basketball season yet or not quite?
We're still in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just.
So you're playing basketball and you were playing soccer at the same time?
Yes.
Wow. You're a busy girl.
Yep.
You're a busy girl. And as far as school goes, school must be a priority.
Yeah.
What grade are you in? I don't think I asked you that yet.
I am in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Big class or not too big?
Not too big. We have 17 students.
17? That's a
yeah.
good sized class. And as you say, you do consider your schoolwork to be a priority in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you
we have
good
three
grades?
Fourth grade classes.
Uh-huh. Your grades are good and all of that?
Yes.
Yeah. You have a favorite subject?
Yeah, my favorite subject is reading.
Reading. What sort of topic do you like to read about?
I like to read a lot of nonfiction.
Ah, that's great.
In library, I always get books about dogs and, like, what they need. If I ever got, like, that type of dog, what would they need? Like, what food would be best for them?
Oh, so you really learn about the topic. It's not just picking a breed. You want to know how to care for them in the best way you could. Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Should you find yourself volunteering at an animal shelter in your area, have you had any previous experience working with animals?
Well, I have my dog Sammy. Like, I take her for walks on the weekends or when I have nothing to do. I feed her. I give her some fresh water.
Mm-hmm. Did you at one point work in a stable or ride horses, something along that line?
Mm-hmm. Well, with my Aunt Kari, she'll take us and we'll ride some horses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last time we went there, she took us to the place and we got to ride horses to the beach.
Oh, nice. How was that experience?
What?
How was that experience?
It was pretty cool.
I bet it was. Riding a horse on the beach has to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wow. So I've been asking you so many questions because I would, I want to give the listeners an idea of what you're all about rather quickly, and you're so well-rounded with school's a priority. You're involved in a number of sports. You enjoy working for animals, with animals, and have a goal to work at a shelter. And it sounds to me like you take some time to really think about what you would like to do and where you would like to go.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Like, when I grow up, like, I want to work at, like, a pet shelter, like, with, like, the dogs that are, like, waiting for a home. Like, I want to be there, and I want to, like, play with them or, like kind of get them out of their cages for a little bit, take them for walks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've worked with animals a little bit myself, and I have to say that animals that get a little bit of TLC thrive, and I imagine already you realize that little bit of kindness and love you give an animal could really perhaps turn an experience in a shelter into quite a pleasant experience for that animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, you said you had a dog. Do you have any other pets?
No, I have one dog.
That's it, yeah. What kind of dog is it?
Cockapoo.
Ah. And what's your dog's name, Emma?
Sammy.
Sammy, ah. Very nice. Well, I'm wondering if you have any sense of what you would like to do when you're older, or is it a little too soon for that sort of thing? You said you'd like to work with animals.
Yeah, like, I want to become a vet.
Oh, do you? Oh.
Yeah.
So you really, really love animals. You want to take care of them in a very significant way by the sound of it. That's great. Do you Go ahead.
Like in my backyard in the summer, we have, well, all year round, we have, we feed the birds. And
yeah.
We have all different kinds of, we have like black seed, we have the little small seeds, we have suicate, and we have parrots that come into our yard, and they're like so green and they're really pretty.
Wow.
We one time had a red cardinal.
Oh. I have red cardinals visiting me in my yard this year. And they're absolutely beautiful. And their song is so noticeable. Do you hear the different birds in your area? Have you
yeah.
been able to identify what bird is, what species?
Yeah.
Well, Emma, we're going to be coming up to a break. I'd love to have someone call in at 866-338-9663 if you have a question for our guest today. And this is Kids for Love Project Radio Program here on 1510 WMEX Boston.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com. Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Do you believe that mankind can create a world whose priority is nurturing life? And that love and unity would be the foundation for this new paradigm? Soul on Air on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network provides a unique service to our audience by personally researching solutions that align with our unique value tenets. With these stories, we seek to inspire awakening, awareness, and involvement. Tune in every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time to co-create with us. And please visit us online at nowsharelove.org. This is our story to write. Let's make it a love story.
What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Deborah Laval, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystery.
A great mystery is upon humanity. For just over 200 years, mankind has been capable of accessing insights and understandings of how the universe works, unlike any other moment in man's history.
This age has brought unimaginable wonders into our lives. But what if there were a new way to learn? An evolutionary next step?
Listen in to the Human Accelerator every third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, when Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcasts from 1510 a.m. on your dial, WMEX Boston.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome to the Kids for Love radio program. I am your host, Janine Willett-Sullivan, sitting in for Deborah Bouvet today. And you're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcast here at 1510 WMEX Boston, heard every second Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also tune in to the Kids for Love Project radio show on our syndicated station, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, every Wednesday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, please visit Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. That's Dream Vision's the number 7, radio.com. Well, I understand that we have a caller, Brad. Do we have someone on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hello.
Who are
you speaking to? Can you hear us?
I can hear you now. This is Kari calling to speak with
Kari.
Emma and Janine.
This is Kari. This is your Aunt Emma, isn't it?
Yes.
On the line. Well, welcome, Kari,
thanks.
Our little chat with your delightful niece, Emma.
Oh, thank you so much. So my question for Emma, which I think a lot of girls, maybe not just girls, girls and boys might want to know, how did you become aware of a girls' football team?
Well, my daddy found this guy and he trains us and he was starting a flag football league, and he asked my team if anybody wanted to join. So I really wanted to join. So I, like, filled out the paper, and then I joined.
Well, that's really exciting, because if you turn on television or you look in the paper or even on sports fields as you drive by, you don't see a lot of girls playing flag football. And I think there might be others who would like that opportunity. How could they go about developing their own team?
I think they could maybe, like, ask all their friends from, and some friends from school, and they can kind of, like, play each other. Maybe if they have, like, a little lemonade stand or, like, something to raise money for, to buy the equipment, maybe they could kind of, like, set up a little league, like, three, four teams.
Could somebody who is interested speak with your coach?
I guess, yeah.
Because you probably don't realize this, but you would be known, your whole team would be known as role models for other young women who really want to have more opportunity to play other sports other than basketball and soccer. And so I thought this would be a great idea to spread the word of, if you're interested, to contact the coach or maybe the gym teachers.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good. Would you like some competition?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that, Aunt Kari and Uncle Scott, you know, we're so proud of your leadership skills, your confidence, your persevering. It takes a lot to be different, and you accept that really well, and a lot of people are looking up to you. So great job, Emma.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, ladies.
Thank you for calling. Bye. Well, Emma, I know your aunt is one of your biggest fans next to your parents, probably. She raves about you, and she really said it correctly. You are a leader. You're enthusiastic. You're clearly compassionate for your peer group as well as animals. And I'm wondering if we could talk a little bit about how much of a leader you are proving yourself to be and how fearless you are. You really have taken on some areas that I think the average young person probably doesn't do, like being on a girls' football team and water skiing at a young age, and caring for animals in shelters. This is quite a big endeavor already at age 10. I would like to hear from you about your sense of your fearlessness. What drives you to try new things and just give it a go and be the example that you are to your peer group?
Like, whenever I want to try something new, I always tell myself, like, don't let fear stop myself. Don't let fear stop me. Don't let fear stop me. And, like, I keep repeating it to make myself, like, feel better. Like, I can really do anything that I put my goals to.
Well, you know, you said earlier you were talking about dogs, and you not only pick a breed that you like, but you read about what the best method of care is for that animal. So it sounds to me that you investigate the situation that you're about to get yourself in. You engage in self-talk. You understand that trying something new isn't a dangerous thing. You're exploring new possibilities in your own life. So when you're faced with a new challenge or a new situation and you're telling yourself not to be afraid, try it, it's new, how does that feel? Do you feel sort of like you're arguing with yourself, or do you just feel like this is how you prepare to take on a new task?
It's like how I feel to take on a new challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I always say to myself, like, new things are fun. There are different experiences, and if you can do all the stuff, you could be pretty good at doing them.
Mm-hmm. You sound very sensible, so just so our listeners can be clear, you're not just without any thought or consideration, just doing whatever strikes you. You're putting some thought into your actions. You understand the safety behind, say, water skiing or anything you do. You really consider the situation before you engage in it, but you don't let any apprehension stop you from pursuing it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do your friends find you to be a bit of a leader?
Yeah.
Do they? Are you in charge of any particular groups or anything at school?
No.
No? Do you see yourself in the future kind of leading the way for other people?
Yeah, I hope so.
You hope so? Ah, awesome. You certainly have all the potential to be quite a leader. When you are, well, let me put it this way. Is there something coming up maybe in the next few months or perhaps, you know, next year that you anticipate is going to be a new challenge that you're already preparing for?
Spring soccer.
Spring soccer.
We're playing at a really high level, and I think we're going to do really good.
How do you prepare for a game? Is there anything special that you do personally? I'm not talking as a team, but is there anything special you do to mentally prepare yourself for a game?
I just work with some trainers. I have, like there's foot skill trainers, and I have, like, a speed and agility trainer.
Okay, I think we're up against another break, Emma, so I'm going to ask you to hold your thought there and invite anyone to call us at 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234, and our producer, Brad, would be happy to take your call, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, J.T. started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in to find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Turndorf wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Kids for Love Radio Show. And I'm Janine Sullivan, your host today, sitting in for Deborah Beauvais here on 1510 WMEX Boston. And we have a wonderful guest with us today. Her name is Emma. She hails from Long Island, New York. She's quite a dynamo and a leader involved in athletics. She loves animals. She has the hope to work in a shelter soon, taking care of animals there. And she's just involved herself in so many different things. I find her quite an inspiring young lady. Hi, Emma. Welcome back.
Hey. Hello.
We've had such a nice chat today, and I'm really grateful to have the time to share with the audience all that you've involved yourself with and your fearlessness and the example of leadership that you have shown us today. I'm wondering, Emma, have you received any awards at school or anything of that nature?
I have received an award from the principal. It's called the Characteristics Award. It's each class in each grade gets picked, and for the first month I got picked for like standing out and showing like kindness to everybody and
wow.
Helping others.
That's an achievement, and to be recognized in that way, you must routinely help kids in your school. Are you helping the students in your class, or do you tend to help the younger grades?
I help the little ones.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does your school start at kindergarten?
Yeah, kindergarten.
Yeah.
There's this boutique that we have, and the kindergarten teacher, Ms. Chansey, she had everybody take one of her students and, like, show them around what they, like, kind of want. And I got partnered up with a little kid named Luke. And I helped him look for stuff, and he wanted some stuff for his brothers, his mom, and his dad.
Well, that's great. So you've really made an impression on people at your school, including your principal, to receive this award. When did this take place? This school year or?
In September.
In September. Oh, so pretty much as soon as you started the school year, you were presented with this award?
Yes.
Was it an award ceremony? Was there some sort of assembly around
it? It was like a breakfast with the principal for all the kids that got picked.
Oh, nice. What were some of the other awards that were handed out at that point? Do you recall?
A lot of them were character of the month.
Yeah.
That's about it, right? Yeah, that's about it.
That's good. Before the last break, we were talking about this attitude of courage that you have. When you are working with the younger students in your school, I'm sure sometimes they must get a little nervous about something. Do you find that you're helping them set their own fears at ease based on what you've learned with your self-talk to not, buy into the fear you might feel? Do you help the younger kids with that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Do they get it? What's that?
Yeah, a lot of the kids that I help, they get it.
Yeah, that's great. You said that you start soccer soon, and before you know it, you'll be at summer vacation. What do you do over the summer? You'll have a lot more free time to explore different things of interest. What sort of things do you see yourself doing?
Well, every year in the summer, we go to a place called Cooperstown, and it's right on the lake, and we rent these cabins for 2 weeks. And we have, there's a bunch of stuff you could play, like soccer, football. You can kayaking, you can go swimming, paddle boarding, and fishing.
Sounds great. Do your cousins that you did the lemonade stand with go to this?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of a family thing?
Yeah, my cousin Sabrina, she was the one that kind of like encouraged me to try wakeboarding. I'm not wakeboarding, wake surfing.
Wow, okay. So you already have some dynamic plans for the summer. You're going to see friends. Do some of your friends go to this summer event or great. Do you expect to before the school year ends, do you expect to be volunteering in a shelter, as you mentioned earlier in the show?
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah. Is there one in your town that you have your eye on?
Yes.
Yeah. So you'll go for an after school for an hour or two, that kind of thing?
Yeah, like the weekends.
Yeah, weekends, okay. Well, I think that you are a delightful young lady. I still find myself amazed at all the different things you do and the athletics. Your grades are good. Your attitude is fabulous, Emma. If you were to give any kids listening to the show today a little bit of advice, what would you want to tell them?
I would want to tell them that don't let fear stop you, and you can do anything that you put your mind to.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? I know in some situations there's bullying these days. Do you think that some of that negative behavior comes out of people being afraid. Maybe somebody's, they think the other person's a little bit different or whatever. Do you think that kind of negative behavior comes from fear?
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm wondering, besides the obvious that you find yourself wanting to try a different activity and you figured go for it, see yourself as sort of an example just overall with your peer group that fear is really not the way to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's great. I bet even, just as a little side comment, I bet when you're working with the animals who can be afraid being in a shelter, your gentle personality must set them at ease. I expect that's what's going to happen when you get to the work at the shelter, if you haven't noticed that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with my friends, I always try to encourage them to do all different sorts of stuff.
Yeah, do they listen to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they would, because you've already proven that, you know, it's okay to give new things a try.
That's
wonderful. Do you see yourself, besides working with animals, do you see yourself doing any other sort of service project in the months ahead?
Like the lemonade stand? I help my church.
What's that again, honey?
I help with my church.
You do? What do you do there?
They're in religion. They were handing out altar server paper sheets, and I really want to become one.
Yeah. So you, yeah. Go ahead. You always seem to have your eye on the next thing you can accomplish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I know it has to be said that a wonderful young lady like yourself has a very supportive family who
yes.
encourages you to challenge yourself a little bit, challenges you to be fearless, and certainly it's so apparent, Emma, that you have been shown how to be gentle and compassionate. That comes shining through as I've been speaking to you today.
Yeah.
You're such an awesome young person.
Yeah, I try to be like a really good person.
Mm-hmm. You're aware of that. That is a goal you have set for yourself already by the sound of it.
Yeah.
You want to be a good person. What do you think, if you were to give somebody one tip, one little clue of what they could do beginning today to be a good person, is there anything that comes to mind off the top of your head?
To, like, go out of your way and try and help somebody.
Well, Emma, I think that's a fabulous way to end the show. It has been a delight to talk to you today, and I'm certain that anyone listening has just benefited from hearing a 10-year-old's advice on being fearless. So I really want to thank you for joining the Kids for Love Project Radio Show today. It's been a great time chatting with you.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
I hope we get to talk again soon.
Okay.
All righty. And we've been here on Kids for Love Project Show on WMEX 1510 Boston.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.